God.
Yep. That's right. The real conspiracy is the official story, motherfucker. This is the Mind War. I'm Decoder.
Yo, and I'm Rigel 5.
And we got Doug, of course, engineering this bitch up.
Yep.
That's right. And today is November 15th, 2004.
Yeah, full 8 days since our last broadcast.
Yeah, right. Well, we didn't. It wasn't really a broadcast since it was download only. That was the not the pilot episode, but the pilot week.
Right, right. Well, we probably would have continued, but for all of our listenership out there, I was actually in the hospital then.
Yeah, just to let everyone know, Rigel had a slight accident, kind of like his arm got ripped out of the socket.
Yeah, and I kind of ignored it for 2 weeks.
That's always good to do.
Yeah, so, you know, the moral of the story is like, kids, when your arm might be dislocated, it's a good time to go to the ER not 2 weeks later.
And not to ride your bicycle to the ER, either.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't very happy with me when I showed up with my fucking CDs. Like, fucking, they're like, how did you get here? And I was like, well, notice the clipless shoes? Like, ha, 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 I rode my bike.
God.
It's like, you know, 10-mile bike ride, too.
Fucking crazy, dude. But anyway, this is the Mind War. This is the premiere live episode on Rant Radio.
Right.
Oh, yeah. RantRadio.com. And, of course, our website is TheMindWar.com. And, yeah, motherfuckers, this shit is live, so you're just going to have to deal with us. Who knows what we're going to do? I don't even know yet. Because
right.
Kind of like that other show that we used to do, Rigel.
Right, right.
We don't have any preparation for this. We just get, like, a call at, like, 5 minutes before the show is supposed to go on, and Doug's like, all right, we're going to do something now. And we go out and do it.
Well, we probably should talk a little bit about our focus on the show. And for people who haven't already listened to this, we're going to be talking a lot more about daily political events rather than technical issues. And we're going to get kind of angry about most of them because most of the stuff out there really makes, both Decoder and me quite angry.
It makes me pissed. Every fucking day I get pissed. Every little thing. I got one thing I want to talk about today, but I'm going to save that for a little later. There's one thing today that happened that really just pissed me the fuck off. I wanted to kill everyone. But anyway, so yeah, regardless of, you know, our past experiences and what you know myself and Rigel 5 to be and to do, this is not a hacker or a freaker or even a tech show. We might get into topics of that because, you know, that's just our lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But mostly this is going to be about politics. And I don't like the word conspiracies, but you know what? That's it, man.
I hear you.
I don't like the word, but whatever.
Right, 'cause the real conspiracy is the official story.
Yes, the real conspiracy is indeed the official story. But, you know, all of our listeners out there, if you continue to listen, you will realize that really quickly. But anyway, apparently we got some emails.
You want me to... We've got actually quite a few emails out for everyone who, you know, has been listening on the download only stuff. You know, mad shout outs to you. We actually have like a little bit more than I think we're going to read off today.
Well, you might at least read off the people who sent emails if you're not going to read their email. If it's just like, hey, what's up, guys? Cool show. You know, you just say, oh, we got an email from this guy, just giving us shouts. You don't have to read the entire bulk of the email. You know.
Up Zero, fucking Oliver, Decoder's random stalker from the UK.
Oh yeah.
You know, you got another one from Vex. Let's see. Code Monkey sent a pretty good-sized one that I'm not going to get into right now, but I will later on.
You're going to later on? All right. That's a topic for later, okay?
Yeah, well, if
we'll get to it, dude. We'll get to it. We'll get to this quick. We got to bang this shit out because everyone out there listening on Rant Radio, this is a half-hour show. Now, we might go a little longer than a half hour, you know, but not much longer. This is going to be 4 days a week. This is a... weekdays, except for Tuesday.
Right.
For many reasons. One of them, of course, is because Binary Revolution Radio comes on Tuesday.
We got another one from End User.
You got to check your levels, kid. Check your levels.
Oh, sorry. I'm checking. My arm's all broken, so I can't really, like, you know, hold the phone and, like, operate the mouse at the same time.
Yeah,
I got one from End User, the Truce one, and... then like the other emails we got a congratulatory one from Jason Scott just saying like he always thought.
Yeah, big shouts to Jason Scott.
Yeah, there's a couple servers out there. I'll be posting some updates to the website regarding the mirrors. And we also got one from Fireblade out there in Belgium, and he was talking about the battle between conservative Christians and extreme Islamists out there in Holland. And I guess there's been a couple of deaths lately out there, people getting assassinated back and forth. And,
no but, shit.
And he's saying, you know, it's pretty messed up, and it's pretty good that he likes our show. Tim has been a good source for information about the United States. It's kind of hard for him to get it out there, apparently.
Yeah. Well, we're already worldwide. Isn't that
right.
great?
It is.
So big shouts to him. Where's he from, Belgium?
Yeah.
That's fucking elite. You guys got crazy waffle skills. Yeah, we have to inject some humor into this. You know why? Because we get real serious and we get real pissed, you know, so.
Right. So one of the things I wanted to talk today about was the mad silliness at the White House.
Yeah, I've heard there's been some odd occurrences today down there in D.C.
Yeah, the one guy lit himself on fire, and another guy jumped over the fence, which, you know, is only a 6-foot fence, which, you know, you would think at that height, why even bother?
Well, we were discussing that the deterrent isn't necessarily the fence. It's the Secret Service guys that will attack you within seconds once you get over that fence.
Right. Which the news stories, like, made sure to say was what happened. But what I thought was interesting about the stories I read was just the verbiage, of apparently there's a couple or some tourists or whoever who managed to film the guy lighting himself on fire. And all the news stories all say that they handed over or they gave the Secret Service the tapes. And I always think it's kind of interesting the way our press puts that spin on things, where in all reality, the Secret Service took those things.
Well, here's the thing. Legally, I guess the Secret Service can't take those tapes. But they can use certain language and intimidation in order for the couple or whoever, the tourist, to give them the tape. So technically, that's accurate, like, in a fucking really screwed up sense. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think the Secret Service can legally do that? I think they can.
Why? You're filming shit fucking on public property.
Right, but they needed, video proof of a crime. It's just like when the police come in and get video evidence of crimes. It's the same thing. I'm pretty sure they can.
Well, I think there's some legal fucking, there's some steps you have to take, some hoops you have to jump through in order to legally take something like that. So, you know, maybe the Secret Service just used some coercion so that these happy tourists just handed the shit over.
Right. I always just think it's funny, though, that the media will always say they willingly gave, when in all reality it's probably like the Secret Service, like, walked up to them and took the camera out of their hand.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know, I don't know. I'll tell you this. If I was fucking at the White House and I was fucking and I was filming some shit and some dude set himself on fire, yeah, I'd get that on film and then I'd get far the fuck away from there because I'd want that shit.
Right. It'd be kind of interesting, you know, just to...
Interesting piece of history, exactly. So now, why did this guy set himself on fire? Was there any reason, or did he just, like, maybe it was cold?
You know, reports say that he mentioned the word Allah or something.
He might have.
Right. I don't know. If we had that videotape, it'd probably be a lot more.
So maybe he just screamed out, Allahu Akbar, and fucking lit himself on fire.
Right. And, you know, apparently he was trying to, like, hand somebody an envelope or something. I don't really know.
That's really fucking strange, dude.
Yeah, and apparently the guy was pretty old, too. I mean, like, you know, I browsed through a couple news articles about it. I seem to remember being an older gentleman.
Yeah, very fucking odd. There's got to be something going on there, but, you know, well, not like we'll ever know, because the Secret Service has the tape.
Right, indeed. And, you know, I think the odds of that ever being released to the public are pretty much
Yeah, slim to fucking none, or... More like none to none, but whatever.
Right, we probably have better odd scene footage of Marines killing wounded, dying Iraqis in a mosque.
Yeah, that's another good one. They when I saw that on the news, they made sure that they mentioned that there was another case where there was a dead fucking Iraqi that was booby-trapped.
Right.
Like, his body was fucking booby-trapped. And they made sure they mentioned that. They didn't really say whether, like, the Marines thought this guy's body was booby-trapped or... whether they knew it was, or whether they even had the inkling that it was. They just had to mention that.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it is standard Marine procedure, and I'm sure there's going to be people out there who are going to disagree with me on this statement, but not to take hostages.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
right.
It.
I mean, you know, refugees, prisoners of war, you're not supposed to take them.
Yeah, so I guess it's easier to kill them.
Well, of course it's easier to kill them. You have to feed them with your dead.
That's true.
You know, it's... Yeah.
Well, this is kind of like, what's his name, saying that the Geneva Convention is fucking, what did he say, it was quaint.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, that's a real good thing to say, this fucking new guy, what's his name, the new attorney fucking general, now that my man Ashcroft is out of there.
Yeah, it's, what's his face with the long and confusing Mexican last name that I can't remember.
Gonzalez. Something, yeah. Gonzalez. Well, the attorney general, the new attorney general, Gonzalez, fucking, or he, well, he was named to be it, he wasn't really fucking...
He's not there yet.
He's not there yet, but it's fucking, it's pretty much 100% that that's who it's going to be. But he referred to the Geneva Convention as quaint, and that this is like old shit, we live in a new age. And, you know, while all that may be true, when you say something like that, there's something really wrong, because, you know, other people are listening. There's other countries out there, there's other people out there saying, oh, well, if the U.S. doesn't have to go by the Geneva Convention, why does anyone else? And how could it be fucking quaint? You know, this is just like standard fucking treating people humanely, you know, in a wartime situation, and that's fucking quaint to this fuckface. Fuck him, you know what I'm saying? He should be fucking stuck in a war somewhere, and they should just fucking blow his brains out because they don't want to fucking take any goddamn hostages or refugees. That's what should happen to him.
Right, well, considering his personal life of, you know, the hardships of, being a lawyer in the Air Force, going to fucking, you know, Ivy League school.
Wow, what a fucking tough life this guy must have led.
You know, being in fucking the legislative and judicial branches in fucking Texas, you know, I can only imagine that it's been a very difficult life for him.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
and another thing, too, is, you know, after, you know, Ashcroft let everyone know that the war on, crime and terror has been won. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe the Geneva Convention is antiquated.
I know. I mean, that's what he said in his fucking handwritten fucking letter of resignation, that the fucking crime and the war on terror has fucking been dealt with. So I guess, you know, I guess we're fucking safe. Fucking unlock your doors. Don't worry about it. According to Ashcroft, we're all fucking good in the hood. And I mean, the only thing I can say to that is myself and Mr. Ashcroft, I guess, just have vastly different worldviews.
Right.
But that, I don't know. You know, maybe I'm just fucking stupid. Because he, after all, is some fucking big guy, you know?
Yeah, he's, you know, the former Attorney General.
Yeah, yeah. And a fucking nutcase. I mean, like, I don't think there was any fucking... I don't think anyone could really deny that Ashcroft was a nutcase. Like, I mean, come on, we're not being partisan here, you know what I'm saying? Because what people might not realize, and we forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show, if you read the website, you'll know this, but we're not coming from the left, and we're not coming from the right, you know what I'm saying? This isn't Democrat, Republican, this isn't any fucking bullshit like that, because in our eyes, they're all the same. You're all this, you know, you're just fucking different shades of the same fucking shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's it.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not coming at this from a leftist point of view, saying, oh, Ashcroft is a nut. No, no, no. Coming at this from a thinking human being with functioning neurons in my motherfucking brain, that the dude was out of his mind, trying to cover up some statue, the Lady Justice or whatever the fuck they call that goddamn thing, because you got boobies?
Right.
Are you fucking nuts? I mean, seriously. But anyway, people go for that. That's why they all voted Republican.
Right, right.
Or, well, you know.
Well, at least according to exit polls, 25% of them.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Do we even have time to get into fucking Diebold and fucking that fuckface, the CEO of Diebold?
Oh God.
I might want to just mention this real quickly, real fucking quick. You know, people just say fucking, oh, you know, people saying, I can't even think of the word. I'm sitting here smoking a cigarette. Voter fraud and the, you know, electronic voting machines and shit getting all fucked up. But a lot of people don't know that one of these companies that makes most of these electronic voting stations across the U.S. is a company called Diebold, D-I-E-B-O-L-D. This is a, you know, this company's based in Ohio, all right, strangely enough. Okay?
Coincidentally.
And the chief executive is a guy named Walden Odell, who is a major Bush fundraiser. And as a matter of fact, this is my favorite quote. This was the best ever. Fucking, in an invitation to one Bush fundraising event at his mansion in Columbus, Ohio, of course, Odell wrote that he was, quote, committed to helping Ohio deliver its electoral votes for the president. And then he later expressed regret at his choice of language. Yeah, you fucking think there, Walden Odell, that you got some regrets over that choice of language. Basically, you have the guy, the CEO of this company, Diebold, that makes the motherfucking electronic voting machines, based in Ohio, strangely enough, who is committed to helping Ohio deliver its electoral votes. And I mean, come on, what was that county? Franklin County gave Bush, I'm reading here, 3,893 extra votes. Right, more than that's 1,000% more than he actually got, because the records indicate that only 638 voters cast ballots in the precinct.
Right.
So I mean,
it's kind of goofy.
Yeah, it's just a little weird, you know. We're not saying that Bush didn't win, because I mean, it's our belief that most of the American people are just fucking goddamn retarded. So
right.
it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, they vote for Bush. You know, come on. But I still think there was just a little bit of voter fraud there, thanks to Walden Odell, Diebold, and fucking Ohio. But anyway.
Yeah, you know, 55 million Americans enjoy our masturbation in Iraq.
Yeah, they must. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. You see everybody, you know, rolling around with their yellow ribbons and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, whatever. Speaking of people with the yellow ribbons in their car, this is what I was alluding to before that I saw today that pissed me the fuck off. I was out today with a friend of mine. And I live in New York, okay, driving on a little parkway out here, right? And there was a guy driving a Saab with MD plates, mind you. And not only did he have three bumper stickers on his bumper, on the back, that
right.
were various anti-abortion sentiments, you know what I'm saying? Like innocent babies or people too or whatever, you know, and other things.
Right.
Three bumper stickers that were anti-abortion, right?
Right, never mind the fact that the woman is a person, too.
Yeah, right. But anyway, he had this big banner in his back windshield, right, in his rear windshield.
I love those. Yeah, a big
banner that he made himself. It was, like, stenciled, right?
Ooh, nice.
And it said, fucking, Kerry is for killing babies. Now, what kind of person in their right fucking mind drives around in their car with a fucking billboard that shows him to be the fucking most idiotic person on fucking earth? You know goddamn well this guy never fucking parks that car anywhere public.
No, you can't.
He can't. There would be no way. And I mean, this guy's a fucking doctor, mind you. God, ugh. But anyway, yeah, Kerry is for killing babies. That's right. Kerry is for killing babies. And I mean, it's still in his fucking car. Bush won, motherfucker. You know? Can you get the thing off your car? No. He's still gonna leave it there. And the problem is, here's my problem. You want to have political bumper stickers on your car. You want to wave a flag. I think it's fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's acceptable, regardless of what your view on the particular subject that this person is waving this flag for. I think it's acceptable when you're asking for more rights. If you have a bumper sticker that says, support women's rights, support fucking gay rights. You're asking for more rights. You're asking for more freedom, which is what this motherfucking country is about. But, and that's acceptable, and everyone needs to accept that, because this is motherfucking America, whether you agree with their point of view, with the topic or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when someone wants to plaster bumper stickers on their car, asking to have rights taken away, whether you agree with it or not, it's unacceptable. It's motherfucking unacceptable. This is fucking America, you know? You don't go out there fucking saying, take rights away from people.
Well, in particular, a guy saying that abortion is wrong.
Yeah, that too. You know, and you know the reason why? Because he knows that he's such a motherfucking idiot that the world would be better off if he was fucking aborted.
Right.
He knows that.
Right. You know, I mean, the truth of the matter is if you're a guy and you're against abortion, you know, maybe you should go get a vasectomy.
You know what I wonder? You know what I wonder? This is what I wonder. These people who are staunch anti-abortionists, I wonder how they feel about assisted suicide, because their whole argument about abortion is that this baby, quote-unquote, I mean, it's a fucking fetus, but this
right.
baby, quote-unquote, doesn't have the choice, right?
Right?
And it's an innocent life that doesn't have the choice. So, technically, if they weren't such hypocrites, which we know they're fucking hypocrites, we already know this, they're fucking idiots, but if they weren't, you know what I'm saying, if they were logical, wouldn't they have no problem with assisted suicide?
Right.
I mean, they have the choice. The person has the choice. He's suffering from some terminal fucking illness, suffering every day, you know, in
right.
pain and shit. He wants to fucking die. He has the choice. But logic, that would, of course, make, that would be logically sound, which is why they'll never agree with that.
Well, and it should be noted, too, that even in our country, the issue of abortion was never as, it was never as polarized as it has been in the last 50 to even 100 years.
Yeah.
Simply because before that, it was well established that before the end of the first trimester, the entire span of the first trimester was not considered to be pregnancy. Like, at that point, the woman was considered to not be having periods for some reason. She wasn't considered pregnant until the second trimester.
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole issue that they say that, like, oh, conception starts at, you know, life starts at conception, well, you know, that does not hold out to be historically true.
And well, you got to look at it like this. Fucking rip the fucking fetus out of the mother and slap it on a fucking table. And if it fucking lives, then it's a life. Then it's alive. But it doesn't, then it's not.
Well, you know, and the truth of the matter is that this is a woman's rights issue. And, you know, it's her right over her reproductive control. And, you know, accidents happen, and when all is said and done, like, us guys are not spending the next 9 months pregnant. You know, and, like, all those people who say, well, just adopt. Well, you know, I don't think I'd really want to go through being pregnant for fucking 9 months just to give up a fucking baby.
Well, but they're killing babies. Abortion is killing babies.
Right. You know, but
for
9 months. I think the whole 9 months out of my entire life would be hell.
You know what, though? I want to kind of end this topic because we're going a little long on this.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, yeah, this is a stupid topic. But I will say this. Maybe my opinion on abortion doesn't really hold as much weight because I believe in sterilization, euthanasia, fucking killing people for fun. I believe in all that. So, I mean.
Well, actually, you know, speaking of which, you know, Washington offers free vasectomies to people who are poor and impoverished like me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty much going to go sign up for it. I mean, I'm a little young right now to pull it off, but I think if I just lie and say I already have, like, two or three kids, I'm, like, ducking out on paying child support.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those will give me one.
I hear you, man. It's possible.
I'm all about it, you know. I mean, fuck it.
Do you know what I just realized, man? A half hour isn't that fucking much time.
No. We're talking, fighting at the bit.
Wow.
And we haven't even gotten to talk about the everyone in the CIA quitting.
Let's talk about it. Everyone in the CIA quit.
Yeah.
That's the top story of the day.
Right. Apparently, everyone.
Tune in Wednesday for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Two of the head honcho guys over there dropped out today. Let me go back upstairs.
Well, we don't have much time for you to be going back up fucking stairs.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's kind of the whole problem with this whole. Yeah, the officials, let's see, CIA deputy, I filed the resignation of CIA deputy director John McMullen last Friday, which is like yet another guy who quit. The departure of Stephen Mapps and Michael J. Solick, who is his aide.
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, you know, Solick.
Okay.
Top leaders of CIA's clandestine service, the decorative operations came in, blah, blah, blah. Well, basically it all has to do with this guy, Peter Ghosh. Who has basically just been pissing everyone off.
So everyone's fucking resigning, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Because, I mean, like, largely the CIA is kind of what's gotten us in our current state of affairs internationally.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, things like the Mujahideen and fucking Al-Qaeda and all sorts of other fucking wonderful things.
Right. That have kind of all been, I don't know, you can directly link back to the CIA. So maybe going through and cleaning house is it's a good thing.
Very fucking odd.
You know, I don't,
and what about Colin Powell?
Oh, yeah. Apparently he decided that he was tired or bored or something.
Huh. He's
just, I hear they're going to be bringing in, like, another one of Bush's buddies for him.
Well, yeah, of course. That's what this administration is all about. It's bringing in your friends. Completely
yeah.
Ridiculous. I don't even want to fucking think about it. You're all fucked. If you live in America, you're just up Schitt's Creek. That's it. It's fucking over. All you can do right now is sit back and laugh.
Well, apparently, Powell said that he had always contended that he would only serve one term.
Well,
so I don't know if that was because he just figured that, like, after 4 years of Bush, everyone would just realize that he was an idiot.
He was apparently an optimist.
Right. He's like, well, I'll only be here for 4 years. You know, after that, everyone's going to figure it out. You're not going to re-elect this guy.
Yeah, everyone's going to figure it out, exactly. But apparently they didn't. Or maybe Diebold figured something out.
Right. So, I guess, you know, Mr. Powell is taking off.
Oh, fuck him. Oh, yeah, you know, there is one thing I wanted to get into that is hacker-related and not politics-related. I wanted to mention the new issue of FHM for his magazine, which if people out there don't know what FHM is, it's a magazine kind of like Maxim. It's one of those, like, hot chicks and other kind of articles and stuff. And they're apparently in the new issue, the current issue right now, there's an article about DEF CON, and it features prominently two men by the name of Dead Addict and Dark Tangent.
Yeah, which is pretty funny because DA and me go away. I definitely kick it with them, you know?
I hear you go back like 8-ball jackets.
Yeah, no doubt. No, definitely back before like I really got into computers, I knew them, so.
Yeah.
I mean, just through silliness of, you know, dating the right people and such, but it wasn't anything beyond that. It was just knowing them through people. But, yeah, it was always kind of weird to.
Well, there he is, plastered all over FHM magazine.
Yeah, he just has quite the persona, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I read a little bit of it. Like I said, that's right. Fucking a friend of mine picked up the magazine. He pointed it out to me. I didn't read the whole article.
I don't know
about my magazine, you know.
If there's any pictures of him in there.
Yeah, there's pictures of him and Moss.
Moss kind of looks like a geek, and DA kind of looks scary. Or it looks weird, you know, the long hair.
Yeah, just the long hair, the beard and everything, yep.
To the fucking trench coat and the, like, 200-degree fucking...
In the desert, yeah.
I know, DEF CON. Like, if anyone who hasn't been to DEF CON, let me tell you, August, Las Vegas, not a good idea.
Well, that's how it works, man. But anyway, Doug, what are we looking at in time, Doug? What's the story over there?
Got like 2 minutes.
We got like 2 minutes, huh? That's blah. But anyway. Yeah, man, live is fucking weird, dude. Live is fucking real weird. Like, people, you know what's fucking odd? There's humans out there. Like, all over the world, listening to this live.
At about a 5-second delay.
Yeah, well, you know, fucking live. It's kind of weird, you know, when you think about it. It's kind of odd how powerful that the internet is, that you can get these alternative views and alternative voices out there for everyone.
That's one of the things that we have to do, though, is we have to really advocate for broadband in everyone's house.
Yeah, everyone needs broadband. You're not going to, you know, I mean, streaming radio is possible on dial-up, but it's just not something you want to do.
No, everyone needs broadband, and everyone needs access to this media, because it's really how we're going to dethrone our current established media, like, you know, control.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who doesn't think that the major news media is just nothing but propaganda and government-fed bullshit. I mean, it's so obvious. I don't know why people don't get this through their heads. But what do they always quote? They always quote official sources, official sources, official sources. Motherfucker, that's the government. That's where you're getting your news from, the government. You're not getting anything. You're not getting alternative viewpoints. You're not getting the truth. That's for fucking sure. You know what I'm saying? And what's really weird, what's really fucking odd, is that it's not a secret. Like, the government freely admits this. The intelligence organizations freely admit that they engage in disinformation and propaganda on our shores. And they've done it in the past, and there's no question about it. They freely fucking admit it. And also, you know, things like plausible deniability, all these different things, right? But for some reason, just the public doesn't think it's happening right now, this second, on any of the fucking issues. Oh, that's something that used to happen in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, you know? Oh, yeah, okay. It's not a secret. Like, what we're going to give you on this motherfucking show, this isn't hidden fucking knowledge, you know what I'm saying? This isn't goddamn Gnostic shit, you know? This isn't this isn't secret shit. We're not telling you fucking secrets. We're not uncovering fucking deep, dark secrets. This shit is all out there, right out in the open, and sometimes right in front of your face. And the problem is, it really reminds me once again of the three monkeys, the see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil, right?
Right.
It reminds me of that because the reason that the monkey doesn't see any evil, it's not because he's blind, it's not because there's something blocking him from doing that. Well, there is. It's his own hands. It's your own hands that are blocking you from this shit. You can move them anytime you want. They're your hands. You could fucking move them away from your eyes. You can move them away from your ears, and you could do what we're doing, and move them the fuck away from your mouth, and speak up.
Right, right. You know, which is the whole point of a lot of this, is their system, or the system, rather, requires our obedience and our volunteerism to it.
It doesn't work if we fucking, if we resist it.
Right, it won't work at all as long as we don't volunteer anymore. And, you know, you have to stop doing these things. You have to stop putting your hands over your eyes. You have to stop blocking your hearing. You just have to, like, stand up and fucking start talking.
They're your own hands. That's all that's blocking you.
Right.
It's all that's stopping you from being free. But I don't know, nobody wants to fucking believe that. Because they're all stuck in their mindset, in this paradigm, what they think the real world consists of.
Right.
And it's just not it. I mean, it's not the real world. What you see on TV is not the real world. The evening news is like another sitcom to me.
Indeed,
I mean,
it really is.
You know, and I will say, though, I watch it. You know why I watch it? I want to see what the dumb fucks are thinking. And I want to see what the government is telling them to think. You need to know that. You need to know what everyone else, all the fucking retards, are coming up with. You want to know what the sheep think.
Right.
You have to in order to educate them. Well, re-educate them.
Some might even say enlighten.
It's fucking terrible. That's why this is the mind war. This is the war for your fucking mind.
Right. I think we have officially gone over.
Yeah, we've gone over. You know, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't fucking matter. There's something on after us, you know? I don't want to do more than a half hour because it'll start getting fucked up because this thing is 4 days a week. As I said, this motherfucking thing is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific. Rigel, you had an email from Code Monkey.
Oh, yeah, it did. In the end.
Yeah, that's the last thing we're going to do is email from Code Monkey. I want to hear about that.
Okay. I haven't actually really read through it. For whatever reason, Doug's still getting all these emails.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, our email address is, of course, themindwar@usa.com.
Oh, well, that's reasonable. I don't check that.
Ah. Doug, do you have any of these emails from USA?
Yeah.
Did you forward them over to Rigel or what?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's what we're doing. Hey, I like to be kept in the fucking loop about this type of shit, bro.
Yeah, me too. You know, Code Monkey says U.S. arrests Connecticut man on charges of selling stolen Microsoft Windows source code.
What? Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah, United States Attorney of the Southern District of New York announced the arrest of William P. Genovese. Oh, damn.
Genovese, huh?
Yeah, I probably should have read it on the rest of that, a.k.a. Ill Will, a.k.a. Whatever his email address. Wow, it's kind of interesting to know what's the fucking email address is, a.k.a.
Well, you know, that's the infinite stupidity of our government, I guess.
Yeah, apparently they arrested him talking for, you know, this didn't actually say that he actually sold it. It says more or less along lines that he said he was willing to sell it.
He was doing what?
Apparently he posted it on illmob.org, which announced that he obtained the stolen source code and was offering it for sale. No, so basically, like, I don't really know how much of this is actually true. I mean, you know, I mean, like, this is just the press release that he sent us.
So he made some post on a forum saying that he had Microsoft Windows source code and that he was selling it.
Right.
And this gets you arrested.
Yeah, apparently so.
Uh-huh. And what country is this? Oh, yeah, the U.S., okay.
Right.
Just checking.
Yeah, apparently, well, I guess he's only facing a maximum sentence of 10 years.
Yeah, you deserve, I mean, am I right or am I wrong that you deserve 10 years in jail for posting source code?
Well, I mean, my boy, fucking XDR, was facing 170. He ended up walking away with it, with just, okay, what did he get? I think it was fucking 14?
14 years?
Either that or 7, I can't remember which.
And he's gonna sit in fucking federal prison for all that time, for what?
He modified the program.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He deserves it.
Right.
He deserves it.
Is that sarcastic or?
No, of course it was, you fucking moron. Yes, you deserve 10 years in jail for having source code.
Right.
To anything Microsoft related. Fucking idiots, man. I swear to God. And, you know, the people put up with this. Like you said, it's voluntary. We volunteer for this. So, I don't know. In closing, if you think you're free, think again. This is the fucking mind war. I'm Decoder.
And that's... Yo, Rigel 5, health for always.
Yeah, and is Doug playing music?
No, I am.
All right. What are we playing? Oh, yeah, the opening song was by a band called KMFDM. And the name of that song was Search and Destroy. That's probably what you're going to hear for the opening motherfucking music on this thing. And right now we're playing...
Acid Horse, no name, no slogan.
Yes, Acid Horse, which is just a, a different name for a band called Ministry. I think everyone realizes by now.
500 homo DJs, what? Or 5,000?
1,000 homo DJs.
Well, that's right.
Oh, yeah, there's 1,000 homo DJs, Acid Horse, fucking Lead Into Gold, PTP, all sorts of shit. But this is Acid Horse, no name, no slogan, that you're listening to right now. And, Doug, you got any shouts?
To Cursed, I think he's at the KMFDM right now. He's at KMFDM right now.
Cursed is watching KMFDM perform live right now in Southern California. So shouts, of course, to KMFDM, because you know what? That that old show that we all did, what was it called? Something
anyway.
Something Radio?
Right, right.
What was that called? Default Radio, that's right. That was that thing. Yeah, we used KMFDM extensively on that, so shouts to all them. Any shouts, Rigel?
Oh, no, I'll give my shout-outs to fucking, all the folks that we're about to get married. Fucking, like, K-8, fucking with Jim, and fucking Leah, and fucking Rhea. Because doing, I think I'll do this on the episode that doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, there was one episode that happened to get lost on Doug's hard drive somewhere, and all the forensics in the world couldn't fucking find it. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't want to say how that happened, but it probably won't happen again since we're live. Live is much easier because here we are, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah, so shout out to all the folks getting married.
Yeah, shout to them. And shouts to fucking all the people that sent us email. Fucking Sub-Zero. Vex. Who was the guy from Belgium? What was his name? Fire something?
Yeah, Fire... Oh, goddamn. Click on that.
Yeah, get his name. I want to get this guy's name right, because that's fucking lethal.
Oh, Fireblade.
Fireblade, Code Monkey, everyone who sent this email. Oliver, my man in the UK. And also, of course, Code Monkey. Code Monkey sent this email. Jason Scott from TextFiles.com. My man Stank Dog, BinRev.com. Shouts to him.
Of course, Rant Radio.
Big shouts to Rant Radio, to Smokehouse, and to Sumerian, you know what I'm saying, for putting us on this fucking thing, giving us this forum for us to express our views, and you're going to hear from us on Wednesday. So yeah, as fucking always, the real conspiracy is the official story, and get the fuck out of our lives now. Bye-bye.